Pek yod seif tazayin. Kasha mesupak. And yesh ko sofek kasha. Tazayin. Akoisha kasha she einoi maise uman. Kagoyin amiva al gabe kasha. He does a kasha which is not a professional kasha. What kind of kasha we're discussing? Amiva al gabe kasha. Lama. Because if we're discussing a kasha which is a maisa uman, you don't need any certain amount of time, because Shittas HaRambam, who already that it is a professional kasha, one has to be careful. Now we want to discuss things which make a difference, how long you did it for. So if you did a kasha which is not a professional kasha, what's the case? And if I got a kasha, if you did a bow on a kasha, like one does shoelaces, umasupak matay yativeno, he's not sure when he's going to open this knot. There's a differentiation between the two cases. Aleph, the first case is going to be speaking about when you got suffered, if it's for 50 days, for half a year, sorry, not 50 days, half a year, or less. Now, if it will be for half a year, you'll be chayv chatos. Kasha shel kayoma is a half a year. So the person wants to come along and say half a year for a long time, a long period. Therefore, it's going to be a chayv chatos. Now, the suffix is, if you want it for, to, that means you're making a knot, so the shayv is how long you want it for. You're not sure if you want it for half a year onwards, or you want it for less than half a year. So you've got a suffix if it is a kesha for shokayom or not. The halacha is that if one's not 100% sure that one's certainly going to open it before half a year, it's considered a kesha shel kayama shechayev olav min atoya. So what we're saying that a kesha which is made for half a year and it's not certainly going to be opened before half a year, it's considered as if you made it for more than half a year, and it's got a different kesha shel kayama and chayev chatos. A kesha she'eino shel kayama has to be certainly opened before half a year. Let's see that inside. You've got a suffix if you're going to leave it for a long time. But oifel shul begeder kesha shel kayoma, like we learned before, the sif aleph, what is considered kesha shel kayoma, which we said there, that are ready for more than half a year, is considered kesha shel kayoma, according to everybody. Or yativenu koydim lachen, but you're not certain, maybe you're going to go and open it before the half a year. How is that bechlal kesha ha'asui lizman oroch v'yesh b'chiyuv chatos? It's considered a kesha shel kayoma. Not considered a safek kesha shel kayoma, safek daraisa. It's considered a vaday daraisa. Barak ba'oifin shev bevaday le'yeshoa zman oroch oz hu bechlal kesha shein kayoma. Motay, when is it considered kesha shein shel kayoma? Has to be certainly that you're going to open it before half a year. If it's not 100% certain that you're going to open it before half a year, it's got a din from Kesef Shel Kayama, which is Vadai Chayef Chatos. That's the first case. The second case is when you got a Sofek, if you're going to open it, Zman Ben Noini. Zman Ben Noini, we said, is all more than 7 days or more than 24 hours. Hakoy She Kesef Shel Vadai Le Yishol Zman Och. You know you're not going to leave it for a half a year. The Ba'ifin Zeh Bevadai In Boye Satoya. Even though you got a suffix, when you're going to open it, if it's going to be after, let's say, 7 days, or it's going to be after, or it's going to be within 24 hours. Some poskim hold. Since the nedon is only midrabbonim, because it's not, you're not going to leave this kesha for more than half a year. You're only going to leave it for more than 7 days. More than 7 days is only suffix drabbonon. But you're not sure if you're going to open it before 7 days, or maybe even if you're going to open it on the same day, or maybe you're going to leave it more than 7 days. If more than 7 days, we said that you're not allowed to do it. If it will be within 24 hours, you're allowed to do it. Now, you've got suffix when you're going to open it up. And that means you made a knot, and you're not sure if you're going to open it up within 7 days, or within 24 hours, or you're going to leave it for more than 7 days. So some poskim say, since it's a suffix, midrabbanon, you're allowed to do that. It's not considered a knot. Mechein mutalas here, you're allowed to open it a kesha as a afilim ira, sha'omad zman benoni, even if it happens that you did leave it at the end of the day, you left it for more than 7 days. because it's not considered you made a kesha shel ben shel zman. Why? Because since you've got a tzad, you've got some sort of a possibility that maybe you're going to open it up within 24 hours, therefore it's not considered. He says, he's not sure what that loch is, look in the footnote. He says that in the footnote, the tzad says it is allowed, but the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it. If the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it, seems to be that the Mishnah doesn't take it on. He's not sure what will be the halacha. He explains. V'nafkimina b'mikra shakesha kufsa, kosha kufsa or sakit. Sheish po divrei ma'achal. You go and make a kesha on a box or on a sakit, on a bag, which has got food inside. If roiv pamim, eino poischom el la'achas shivus yom. Even if roiv pamim, we didn't say clearly that the case he's saying is even if it is most times he's going to leave it for more than 7 days. Then that will be the case. I mean, what do we say like this? That in the second case is like this: a person who goes and makes a kesha which may be more than 7 days, even if Rav hasikuyim, even if Rav mistavra, Rav Ta'amim, you would leave it for more than 7 days. If you've got a suffix that may be, you'd open it within 24 hours, let's say, it's considered, according to some poskim, it's considered a kesha she'eino shel kayama, the kesha lizman katsa. You're allowed to open it, and some poskim say no, since you've got some tzad, since you roiv pamim, or you've got some reasoning to leave it for more than 7 days, you're not allowed to open it on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Let's just do a sikkum of what we learned, that if it is a suffix, if you're going to leave it for more than half a year, or you're going to open it less than half a year, even if you're going to open it maybe within 24 hours, since there is a tzad, there is some tzad, that you're going to leave it for more than half a year, it is also minatoya, lo sofek kesha minatoya, vade kesha minatoya, because kesha, which is not certainly going to be opened with less than half a year, is a kesha minatoya bevadai. That's only if we're discussing if there's a tzad to go and say more than half a year. If the tzad is only to go and say more than 7 days, even if roiv pa'amim, you go make it for 7 days, but there is some slight possibility that you'll open it within 24 hours, then it is a machleika. Some poskim hold that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Some poskim say, yeah, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. The same thing would be, you're not allowed to open it on Shabbos. You're all allowed to open it on Shabbos. He says the case is when you put a knot on a box, and you're not sure how long you're going to leave this box closed with this knot. Is it going to be more than 7 days, less than 7 days? Then halacha is, some people say that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. In the footnote, he says another case, that one person made a knot in order to open it within 24 hours. And at the end, he didn't need this thing which has got the knot on it, but not that he needs the knot to be more than 7 days. He doesn't need it altogether, the utensil. Then it's not considered you've changed your mind, it's still considered a knot which been made only for less than 24 hours, man katsa. Because when you made it for less than 24 hours. What happened at the end, you don't need it. It doesn't mean that you changed your mind and you wanted it for longer than 24 hours. You didn't change your mind. You wanted it to go and you didn't need it altogether. You didn't need it altogether. It's not considered changing one mind. Then one can open this knot on Shabbos.